This is a reading of The Senior Scene, a publication of the Sudbury Senior Center for May 2023. Our mission, the Sudbury Senior Center mission, is to support the dignity, independence, and well-being of all of Sudbury's older adults and their families with programming and services in a welcoming environment for all. A few May highlights from the front page. May 2nd, Lifelong Learning Series. May 11th, Mother's Day Gift and Go. May 16th, Therapy Gardens, Let's Make Pickles. May 18th, Best of Times, 2023 Tour Highlights. And May 23rd, Volunteer Appreciation Drop-In Brunch. A note from Deborah Galloway, Director. Hello, friends. As I write this, we are experiencing some very warm weather in April. I'm not sure what will be happening at the beginning of May, but I hope it's lovely. Many thanks to the Friends of Sudbury Seniors for supporting numerous programs this year, such as the Stephen Collins Moby Dick performance, illusionist Lynn Dilley's show, It's Fall, Y'all Fest, Festive Soups, Get Well Gift Bags, Tunes and Trivia Game, St. Patrick's Lunch, and more. We could not offer these wonderful programs without their support. The Metro West Health Foundation Community Health Needs Assessment has begun with an online survey and focus groups. The Senior Center is hosting one of these focus groups here on May 3rd. Also, I'd like to alert you to the ongoing construction, which will affect the park and recreation offices and Atkinson Pool beginning around May 11th. Pool and recreation offices will be closed through approximately the July 4th holiday. At times, we may need to move some programs to other locations. Please be patient as we try to keep programs running during this phase. That being said, we are so excited for the new Senior Center spaces in the new community center. As we prepare, we are looking for additional volunteers and instructors to help us offer new programs and classes in our expanded space. If you would like to become a volunteer or paid instructor or volunteer group leader, please email me at gallowayd@sudbury.ma.us. That's gallowayd@sudbury.ma.us. And finally, thanks to Sharon K. Wilkes, Program Coordinator, for her excellent work on this newsletter. Signed, Deborah Galloway. Academics and Walk Mass Challenge, the Great Courses DVD Series, a History of European Art Hybrid Class. Date, Mondays during May. Time, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. The development of the arts in Europe from the Middle Ages to the modern era is an astonishing record of cultural achievement, from the architecture of Gothic cathedrals to the daring visual of experiments of the Cubist painters. The Life and Operas of Verdi, on Zoom. Date, Tuesdays during May. Time, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Verdi is still the most popular composer in the 400-year-old history of opera. His operas are produced more than any other composer. And Living the French Revolution and the Age of Napoleon, on Zoom. Date, ending on May 17th. Time, 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. The 25 years between the onset of the French Revolution in 1789 and the Bourbon Restoration after Napoleon in 1814 is an astonishing period in world history. And in order to sign up for any of the Great Courses DVD series, please email Sherry Finley. Sherry can be reached at finleyc@sudbury.ma.us. That's finleyc@sudbury.ma.us. Or you may call 978-443-3055. Next, Great Decisions on Zoom. Date, every other Wednesday, beginning May 31st. Time, 9:30 a.m. This 8-session foreign policy program is designed to encourage thoughtful discussion relating to current global challenges. Created by the Foreign Policy Institute, the program model involves reading the Great Decisions briefing book, meeting to watch the DVD, and participating in a moderated discussion of the most critical global issues facing America today. Moderators are needed. This program will be shown via Zoom. Walk Massachusetts Challenge. Lace up your sneakers. The Walk MA Challenge is back and better than ever. Your participation helps your local council on aging win money for fitness programs and gives you the chance to win prizes. The challenge runs May 1st to October 31st, 2023. During this time, you will have chances to be entered into a drawing to win a $50 Visa, $25 Amazon, or $10 Dunkin' gift card. By completing the challenge, your local Council on Aging Senior Center gets a raffle entry to win up to $1,000 for fitness programming. You can register online at walkmachallenge.com/register/. And from the Groups, Games, and Cards section, Cribbage, Mondays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mahjong, Mondays, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. Stamp Club, second Monday of the month, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Bingo, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Let's Play Chess, Wednesdays, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Intermediate Bridge, Wednesdays, 1 to 3:30 p.m. Turn the Page Book Group, Hybrid Class, third Wednesday of the month, 1 to 3:30 p.m. Canasta, Thursdays, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. Drop-in Watercolor, Fridays, no class on the 12th, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., 1:45 p.m. to 3:45 p.m. Short Story Group, all the stories will be from the compact edition of The Story and Its Writer, 6th edition by Ann Charters. You can buy the book online, or you can download the GoodNow Library's free app called Libby System. Meet Libby. GoodNow Library will be at the Senior Center on Tuesday, May 30th at 1:30 p.m. to assist seniors in downloading the Libby app. Call 978-443-3055 to schedule an appointment. And a Short Story Book Group, fourth Monday of the month, runs from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Fitness classes, Fit for the Future, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. $4 at check-in, exact change only, please. Instructor Lois Lev. To pay for a fitness class, stop by the Senior Center. Please make check payable to Town of Sudbury. And the Senior Center is closed on May 29th, so there are no fitness classes on that day. Zumba Gold, Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., $36 for six classes. Instructor Yachun Lin. Mini session, May 11th. Zumba Gold is a fun cardio class with low-impact movements that are gentle to your joints. Each class is like a dance party with easy-to-follow steps. We end the class with balance practice and stretch exercises to increase flexibility. Yachun, YC, is an AFAA-certified group fitness instructor. And staying active and independent for life. Thursdays, 9:15 to 10 a.m., $48. Instructor, Derry Tanner. The fall session is to be determined. SAIL is a safe and effective fitness class on Zoom. Learn research-tested strength, balance, and flexibility exercises that can help to make you stronger. Derry is a retired nurse and certified personal trainer. Intermediate Tap Dance. Thursdays, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m., $48. Instructor, Susan Craver. Fall session is to be determined. Tapping is a style of dance that turns you into a musician, using your feet and tap shoes as the percussive instrument. For more than 25 years, Susan has been teaching tap, ballet, and jazz at Metro West Area Dance Studios. Tai Chi, Mondays, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., $48. Instructor, John Woodward. Next session is June 12th. No class, May 8th and May 29th. Tai Chi is an ancient form of Chinese exercise that enhances the flow of internal energy in the body, utilizing slow movements. John is a certified Tai Chi instructor and teaches at several local fitness clubs and senior centers. Chair Yoga Hybrid Class, Fridays from 9:30 to 10:15 a.m., $48. Instructor Rebecca Reber. Next session, May 26th. Join this relaxing class with stretching. Yoga is excellent for loosing muscle tension and maintaining ranges of motion for the joints. Most of the class takes place while sitting. Rebecca teaches at many local senior centers and is a 200-hour Yoga Fit International Training System Incorporated, RYT certified. And Mindful Living Meditation, Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., $48. Instructor Lisa Campbell, fall session to be determined. Learn practices of mindful awareness and gentle breathing exercises to help manage stress and cultivate deeper gratitude and well-being in your life. Lisa is the owner of Mind Fulfilled Meditation, LLC. And again, save the date. Drop in Mother's Day gift and go. No sign-up needed. Stop by the Senior Center to pick up a gift on Thursday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Note, while supplies last. And again, meet Libby, Tuesday, May 30th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Want to read ebooks right on your phone or tablet? Come learn how to download the Libby app to your device with assistance from the GoodNow Library staff. Please register for a 20-minute appointment by contacting the Senior Center at 978-443-3055. And Therapy Gardens, Let's Make Pickles, Tuesday, May 16th at 10 a.m. Cost is $5 at the door. Sign up now by calling 978-443-3055. Space is limited. A Celebration of Songs, Wednesday, May 24th at 2 p.m. Event is at the First Parish Church. The Kindergarten Students of Sudbury Extended Day present A Celebration of Songs for your entertainment. The students have been practicing and are ready to share their songs, followed by a snack. Please sign up with the Senior Center at 978-443-3055. And in volunteer news, the weather is gradually getting warmer, reminding us that summer is not far away. I marvel at the beauty that surrounds us, green grass, fragrant flowers, and stunning trees. Consider taking a brisk walk outdoors, soaking up the sights and smells of the landscape. It's so refreshing. Signed, Janet Lipkin. Did you know that we have volunteers who provide technology support in person at the Senior Center or remotely? That we make weekly phone calls or outdoor home visits? That we assist with small outdoor home repairs? Provide weekly grocery shopping and deliver library materials to your door? Plus much more. For more information about our volunteer services, please visit our website at sudburyseniorcenter.org/services/. And a reminder to our volunteers, Volunteer Appreciation Drop-In Brunch will be Tuesday, May 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And a gem of a resource, our Medical Equipment Loan Closet. The Medical Equipment Loan Closet is a resource for Sudbury residents of any age to borrow gently used medical equipment. The Loan Closet's most requested items are wheelchairs, transport chairs, rollators, reachers, walkers, shower chairs, knee scooters, tub transfer benches, sock aids, and crutches. Residents can borrow items from the Loan Closet for as long as is needed at no cost. To borrow equipment, please call Janet Lipkin at 978-639-3223. Note, pickup, returns, and or donations of equipment are by appointment only. This is not an urgent need program. If you would like to apply to become a volunteer of the Senior Center or to learn about our volunteer opportunities, please contact Janet Lipkin, Coordinator of Volunteer Programs, at 978- 631-639-3223. And for the May 2023 calendar, Monday, May 1st, 10 a.m. Cribbage, 10 a.m. European Art, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 12:30 p.m. Mahjong, 2:30 p.m. Tai Chi, 7:30 p.m. Annual Town Meeting at Ellis High School. Tuesday, May 2nd, 9 a.m. English Learner, 9 a.m. Lifelong Learning, 9:30 a.m. Operas of Verdi, 10 a.m. Grief Support Group, 1 p.m. Bingo in Room 1, 1:15 p.m. Walking Group in the Gym, 2 p.m. Circle of Friends and Caregiver Support Group at Orchard Hill. Wednesday, May 3rd, 9:30 a.m. Living the French Revolution, 10 a.m. Community Health Focus Group, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 1 p.m. Mindful Meditation, 1 p.m. Intermediate Bridge, 1:30 p.m. Let's Play Chess. Thursday, May 4th, 9:15 a.m. Tap Dance, 10 a.m. BP Drop-In Clinic, 10 a.m. Current Events, 11 a.m. Zumba Gold, 12:30 p.m. Canasta, 2:30 p.m. Low Vision Group, 1 p.m. Shine Appointment Over the Phone, 2:30 p.m. Connection Circle. Friday, May 5th, 9:30 a.m. Chair Yoga, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 11:30 a.m. Watercolors Drop-In, 12 p.m. School Department Management, 1:45 p.m. Watercolors Drop-In, 2 p.m. Uber Tech Clinic. Monday, May 8th, 10 a.m. Cribbage, 10 a.m. European Art, 10 a.m. Stamp Club, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 11:30 a.m. Target Van Trip, 12:30 p.m. Mahjong, 2:30 p.m. No Tai Chi, 3:30 p.m. COA Meeting. Tuesday, May 9th, 9 a.m. English Learner, 9 a.m. Lifelong Learning, 9:30 a.m. Operas of Verdi, 10 a.m. Support Group Management, 1 p.m. Bingo in Room 1, 1 p.m. Legal Clinic via Phone, 1 p.m. Shine Appointment via Phone, 1:15 p.m. Walking Group in Gym. Wednesday, May 10th, 9:30 a.m. Living the French Revolution, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 1 p.m. Mindful Meditation, 1 p.m. Intermediate Bridge, 1:30 p.m. Let's Play Chess. Thursday, May 11th, 9:15 a.m. Tap Dance, 10 a.m. BP Drop-In Clinic, 10 a.m. Current Events, 10 a.m. Mother's Day Gift and Go, 11 a.m. Zumba Gold, 12:30 p.m. Canasta, 1 p.m. Shine Appointment via Phone, 2:30 p.m. Connection Circle. Friday, May 12th, 9:30 a.m. Chair Yoga, 9:30 a.m. Hearing Clinic, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 11:30 a.m. Watercolor Class, 1:45 p.m. Watercolor Class, 2 p.m. Uber Tech Clinic. Monday, May 15th, 10 a.m. Cribbage, 10 a.m. European Art, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 12:30 p.m. Mahjong, 2:30 p.m. Tai Chi. Tuesday, May 16th, 9 a.m. English Learner, 9 a.m. Lifelong Learning, 9:30 a.m. Operas of Verdi, 10 a.m. Let's Make Pickles, 1 p.m. Bingo in Room 1, 1 p.m. Shine Appointment via Phone, 1:15 Walking Group in the Gym, 2 p.m. Making Memories Cafe. Wednesday, May 17th, 9 a.m. SVT Spring Walk, 9:30 a.m. Living the French Revolution, that's the last class of that, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future VH, 1 p.m. Mindful Meditation, 1 p.m. Intermediate Bridge, 1 p.m. Turn the Page, 1:30 p.m. Let's Play Chess. Thursday, May 18th, 9:15 a.m. Tap Dance, 10 a.m. BP Drop-In Clinic, 10 a.m. Current Events, 10 a.m. Best of Times Trips Management, 11 a.m. Zumba Gold, 12:30 p.m. Canasta, 1 p.m. Shine Appointment via Phone, 2:30 p.m. Connection Circle. Friday, May 19th, 9:30 a.m. Chair Yoga, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 11:30 a.m. Watercolors Drop-In, 1 p.m. Movie, Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance, 1:45 p.m. Watercolors Drop-In, 2 p.m. Uber Tech Clinic. Monday, May 22nd, 10 a.m. Cribbage, 10 a.m. European Art, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 12:30 p.m. Mahjong, 1 p.m. Short Story Group, 2:30 p.m. Tai Chi. Tuesday, May 23rd, 9 a.m. No English Learner, 9:30 a.m. Operas of Verdi, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteer Appreciation Brunch, 1 p.m. Bingo in Room 1, 1 p.m. Shine Appointment via Phone, 1:15 p.m. Walking Group in the Gym. Wednesday, May 24th, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 1 p.m. Intermediate Bridge, 1:30 p.m. Let's Play Chess, 2 p.m. A Celebration of Song at the First Parish Church. Thursday, May 25th, 9:15 a.m. Tap Dance, 10 a.m. BP Drop-In Clinic, 10 a.m. Current Events, 11 a.m. Zumba Gold, 12:30 p.m. Canasta, 1 p.m. Shine Appointment via Phone, 2 p.m. Friends Meeting, 2:30 p.m. Connection Circle. Friday, May 26th, 9:30 a.m. Chair Yoga, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 11:30 a.m. Watercolors Drop-In, 1 p.m. Movie Bullet Train, 1:45 p.m. Watercolors Drop-In, 2 p.m. Uber Tech Clinic. Monday, May 29th, the Senior Center is closed. Tuesday, May 30th, 9 a.m. English Learner, 9:30 a.m. Operas of Verdi, 10 a.m. Support Group Management, 1 p.m. Bingo in Room 1, 1 p.m. Shine Appointment via Phone, 1:30 p.m. Meet Libby. Wednesday, May 31st, 9 a.m. LS Senior Service Day, 9:30 a.m. Great Decisions, 11 a.m. Fit for the Future, 1 p.m. Intermediate Bridge, 1:30 p.m. Let's Play Chess. And from the Events and Senior Center Services, Joy of Watercolor New. Friday, May 12th, 11:30 a.m. morning class, 1:45 p.m. afternoon class. The cost is $15 per class. Learn watercolor techniques and draw creative inspiration from nature in this fun and relaxed workshop. Students will have the opportunity to experiment with a range of both dry and wet techniques and color mixing. All levels welcome. Best of Times 2023 Tour Highlights Presentation, Thursday, May 18th at 10 a.m. Sign up by contacting the Senior Center at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Sudbury Valley Trustees Guided Walk, Wednesday, May 17th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Enjoy a walk through Acton Arboretum's beautiful cultivated and natural landscapes. Easy to access. Co-sponsored by the Sudbury Senior Center. Register at www.svtweb.org/calendar or call Sudbury Valley Trustees at 978-443-5588, extension 123. Adventures in Lifelong Learning, Spring Courses, Tuesday, May 2nd, 9th, and 16th, from 9 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. Framingham State University, Framingham Public Library Partnership. Courses are free and via Zoom. For more information, including course descriptions, visit the Adventures webpage. And is Sudbury healthy? Wednesday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. Would you like to share your opinions regarding healthcare services and health issues in Sudbury? The Metro West Health Foundation's Community Health Needs Assessment is an effort to identify the health issues and challenges in the region, as well as ways in which residents are staying healthy. Light refreshments will be offered for focus group participants from 9:45 to 10 a.m. A $20 gift card will be given upon completion of the focus group. Register by contacting the Sudbury Senior Center at 978-443-3055. Sudbury Senior Services. Home Safety Checks. A collaboration with the Sudbury Fire Department to ensure working smoke and CO alarms. Legal Clinic. Free 20-minute phone consultation with an elder law attorney by appointment only on the second Tuesday of the month. Phone Buddies. Volunteers make weekly calls to older adults who would like to socialize. Friendly Visitor Program. A volunteer makes weekly visits to seniors unable to leave their homes. Grocery Shopping. Volunteers make weekly visits to supermarket and deliver food to the door. Lockbox. A small safe with the owner's house key is affixed to the home for emergency access by the fire department. Sponsored by Sudbury Firefighters, IAFF, Local 2023. Meals on Wheels. Hot lunch delivered to older residents who are unable to leave home. $3 suggested donation. Call Springwell Incorporated at 508-573-7200. And outreach and information. Circle of Friends for persons with dementia and caregiver support group. Tuesday, May 2nd from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. The Senior Center has partnered with Orchard Hill to offer a community engagement program for persons with dementia, providing activities and socialization while their care partners attend a monthly support group. The program will be held on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at Orchard Hill, located at 761 Boston Post Road in Sudbury. Space is limited and registration is required by calling Ana Cristina Oliveira at 978-639-3268 or email oliveira@sudbury.ma.us. That's oliveiraa@sudbury.ma.us. Making Memories Cafe, Tuesday, May 16th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Bring your loved ones with memory loss to enjoy refreshments, uplifting entertainment or an activity, and companionship with others. These events are perfect opportunities for you to take a break, socialize with other family caregivers, and simply enjoy spending time with your loved one. This cafe is sponsored by Bridges by Epic and will meet on the third Tuesday of the month. Reservations are required by calling the Sudbury Senior Center at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Hearing Clinic, Friday, May 12th from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Michael Drennan, BCHIS of Rogers Hearing Solutions, offers complimentary wax and hearing screenings on the second Friday of the month. Call the Senior Center at 978-443-3055 for an appointment. A Grief Support Group, Tuesday, May 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The new Grief Support Group will meet monthly on the first Tuesday of the month. This group is for people who have had a recent loss. Group facilitator is Jane Benger, chaplain at Faith and Family Hospice. Registration is required by calling Ana Cristina Oliveira. She's the Outreach Information Specialist at 978-639-3268 or email oliveiraa@sudbury.ma.us. A Drop-In Blood Pressure Clinic will be Thursdays in May from 10 to 11 a.m. Services provided by the Sudbury Board of Health. And a Low Vision Support Group, Thursday, May 4th from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Group meets on the first Thursday of the month. And Older Americans Month, Aging Unbound, May 2023. Established in 1963, Older Americans Month, known as OAM, is celebrated every May. Led by the Administration for Community Living, or ACL, OAM is a time for us to acknowledge the contributions and achievements of older Americans, highlight important trends, and strengthen our commitment to honoring our older citizens. This year's theme, Aging Unbound, offers an opportunity to explore a wide range of aging experiences and to promote the importance of enjoying independence and fulfillment by paving our own paths as we age. This May, join us as we recognize the 60th anniversary of OAM and challenge the narrative on aging. Here are some ways we can all participate in Aging Unbound. Embrace the opportunity to change. Find a new passion, go on an adventure, and push boundaries by not letting age define your limits. Invite creativity and purpose into your life by trying new activities in your community to bring in more growth, joy, and energy. Explore the rewards of growing older. With age comes knowledge, which provides insight and confidence to understand and experience the world more deeply. Continue to grow that knowledge through reading, listening, classes, and creative activities. Medicare Savings Program Expansion 2023. Did you know that the Medicare Savings Plans can help you pay for Medicare premiums and make you eligible for savings on your prescriptions? In January 2023, Massachusetts expanded the income and asset limits for the Medicare Savings Program, so more people are now eligible for this program. For example, Susan is 73 years old, has Medicare, and has income and assets that make her eligible for MassHealth Senior Buy-In, or QMB. She recently became eligible for QMB and no longer has to pay the Part B monthly premium of $164.90. Her inhaler, which previously had a high copay, is now costing her $4.15 per month. This incredible savings has given her more financial stability. If you have any questions about this program or need the 2023 Income Guidelines chart, please contact Ana Cristina Oliveira Outreach Information Specialist at 978-639-3268. And what are some ways to normalize the mental health conversation? Educate yourself and others. Do your own research about mental illness and share that information with others. Most of us know the differences between physical ailments such as a cold, a sprain, cancer, etc. We don't refer to them under a singular physical illness umbrella. Similarly, there are many different mental illnesses, each with their own unique symptoms and behaviors. Sharing information eliminates misconceptions that contribute to stigma. Be conscious of language. Mental health conditions are often used negatively as adjectives, which is problematic. Try to be conscious of the words you use to describe people and behaviors that you think are different. Additional resources, Network of Care, a comprehensive guide to mental health supports in Massachusetts. NAMI, 9 Ways to Fight Mental Health Stigma, and Mayo Clinic, Overcoming the Stigma of Mental Illness. And contact Massachusetts 211 to get connected and get answers. And for the Sudbury Senior Profile, the featured profile this month is Pat Howard. This is written by Deborah DeBastos, Sudbury Senior Center volunteer. Last month, I had the pleasure of meeting Pat Howard at the Sudbury Senior Center. I was glad to learn that Pat considers the Senior Center her happy place, because she certainly does all in her power to make it a happy place for all who frequent and work there. Pat was born in Masontown, Pennsylvania. She left home to study nursing, and after becoming an RN, she worked at the Marlborough Hospital for 44 years before retiring at age 70. When she started at the hospital, she was the youngest nurse, and when she retired, she was the oldest. Based on Pat's energy, intelligence, kindness, and desire to meet and help people, it seems she made the perfect career choice. Pat has a daughter, as well as 2 granddaughters who were adopted from China and loves spending time with them. While raising her daughter and working full-time, Pat was also busy gardening, reading, enjoying music, and doing volunteer work. Since Pat was so active before retirement, she found transitioning from full-time work to retirement fairly seamless. She said that she had a model retirement, which she attributes in part to the Sudbury Senior Center family, who has been so kind and welcoming. After retirement, Pat wasted no time in expanding her volunteer work. Pat has been an active member of the Senior Center for the past 15 years, and regularly participates in activities. Pat belongs to 3 book groups, one of which, the Senior Center book group, she started. She was the head docent at the Hosmer House, as well as a volunteer at the Sudbury Food Pantry. Currently, Pat is a member of the Marlborough Garden Club, a board member of the Sudbury Villagers, and of the Friends of Sudbury Seniors, and a warden at the election polls. She can be found at the front desk of the Sudbury Senior Center on Friday afternoons, where she enjoys meeting and assisting people. She has made many personal friends who attend the Friday afternoon watercolors group. Pat told me that some of her greatest pleasures in life are meeting people, helping people, and establishing new friendships. It was difficult to get Pat to talk about her accomplishments and all that she has contributed to the many organizations in which she has been and continues to be involved. She told me that she was raised to be humble and believes that when you do good deeds, you do them quietly and without fanfare. And from the transportation section, Annex Transit. The town of Sudbury is delighted to share that they have signed a contract with Annex Transit. Starting May 1st, 2023, the town will start a one-month pilot using Annex services to expand Go Sudbury Taxi with medical rides that are declined by current taxi companies due to the high demand of rides. In addition, Annex will provide rides for other purposes to Go Sudbury participants who are unable to access Uber services due to physical, sensory, or cognitive disability or other limitations that may prevent them from accessing the Uber services. Sudbury Transportation, if you have any questions regarding transportation or need more information, please contact Ana Cristina Oliveira, Outreach Information Specialist, at 978-639-3268. Sudbury Transportation information is also available online at www.sudbury.ma.us/transportation. Did you know fares on all modes of transportation will return on Monday, May 1st, 2023? And the Sudbury Connection van trip to Target, Monday, May 8th. Pick up at 11:30 a.m., shopping from 12 to 1 p.m. Pickup times are approximate. If you are a registered van rider, please contact the MWRTA Reservation Center to schedule your Target trip at 508-820-4650. New participants need to register to ride the van by contacting Ana Cristina Oliveira, Outreach Information Specialist, at 978-639-3268. And from the disclaimer section, a note. The Sudbury Senior Center hosts many special programs, some with guest speakers or moderators. Each guest may present their own views or opinions. The Senior Center does not approve, recommend, or reject any of these views. If you're interested in becoming a friend of the Sudbury Senior Center, new members are always welcome. Join in to support and assist with special events and fundraising efforts. All funds to support Sudbury Senior Center programs, infrastructure, and furnishings. The Friends of Sudbury Senior Citizens Incorporated is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that supports the Sudbury Senior Center through volunteering and fundraising. The Friends are supporting the new senior center in the new community center by funding a patio and pergola, as well as a fireplace for the new lounge. And that completes the reading of The Senior Scene, a publication of the Sudbury Senior Center for May 2023.